Hi, it's Ian Pickus back in the Congressional Corner today with Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant, an at-large Democrat in office since 2023. Congresswoman Ballant, welcome back.
So happy to join you.
All right, so you're on the Budget Committee. How are things looking for a spending deal by the deadline, which is the end of September?
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy that this is where we are again, because the Republicans, and I just want to explain to your listeners, because I think sometimes people don't understand that. Whoever is in charge, whatever party is in charge of the House, they set the agenda for the committees, they set the agenda for the floor. We were just on a district month back in our home district. They had a month to pull together a plan for funding the government. We came back to D.C., and they had to pull their funding plan off the floor yesterday because they didn't have the votes. The Republicans are trying to pass through a continuing resolution, which is a bill to fund the government in the short term, but they have included all kinds of extreme riders on it. It's not a clean funding bill, which is what we all agreed to a year ago, last June, that funding bills would not have any extreme policy riders on it, you know, for either the Democrats or the Republicans. They have violated that. And so we're going to have to get to a deal by the end of September to keep the government open. But they're playing the same games. And I want to just make it clear to your listeners why they're playing this game. Because the former president said very clearly in the last week, I want you to crash the government. I want you to shut it down. And he has reached out to his allies in the House because he believes it will help him politically. This is the same thing that we saw on the immigration bill, that you have a former president who is putting his own political interests over the interests of the American people. That is the reality. I wish this weren't so. And we have asked through our leadership to sit down with Speaker Johnson. Let's get a clean budget resolution through. So far, he has not been willing to do that. And I am frightened that they are taking Trump's message to heart, that somehow this is going to be politically advantageous to him to shut down the government. But we're going to be doing everything that we can to make sure that doesn't happen. And I have to say, I actually enjoy being on the Budget Committee because we do have more substantive conversations there about how we do this work across the aisle. But it's not translating into the Speaker's office right now.
I don't do politics for a living, obviously, but I watch it. I don't understand why a government shutdown on October 1st would be good politics for anybody.
Agreed. I think that, you know, and this is what's been so hard for me, is that you've got so many people who seem to think that their policy and their politics should be chaos, that is advantageous for them. And it doesn't make any sense. It is extreme. And what we've seen time and time again is when Republicans in particular shut down the government, they get blamed for it. And so Trump, he does not care about the House of Representatives. He does not care about the Senate or a policy agenda. And they have no mandate for this. It's a small, extreme number in the House of Representatives that have control because others will not stand up to them. That is the reality. And it is one man and his ego that is forcing us to the brink once again on the simple function of government. It's like the bare minimum of us keeping the government open, making sure vets get benefits, making sure, you know, public employees get paid, making sure national parks stay open. This is basic. And so it's discouraging. I do believe that we will get something done. I believe that enough Republicans will understand that this does not help them, but it's absurd that we are here once again.
Now, when you say something done, do you think it's just a same level extension as opposed to a bigger grand deal?
There will not be a big grand deal because they're not capable of that right now. They are not interested in coming together to make broad deals that include both parties within the House of Representatives. And we see this in the way that they're approaching appropriations right now. And I was talking to the chair of appropriations. She's the ranking member. Hopefully she will once again be the chair, Congresswoman from Connecticut, Rosa DeLauro. And she said to me, I've never seen anything like this, that usually we can sit down, we can talk about what are your have-tos, what are our have-tos, let's sit down and figure out how to fund these things for Americans. And common sense right now is not prevailing within the Republican conference. It is really about one person setting the terms. I never thought I'd see this in America. I never did.
Now, there's obviously an election looming in November, and control of the House is, it's on the table. The Republicans have a very narrow majority right now. So if Democrats, if your party did flip the House, what would you do differently in terms of the kind of operations, the rules that we've been talking about?
So first of all, it will be based in issues. It will be based in policy. It will not be based in serving the interests of one person. And so, that's what I want people to understand. We do have a policy agenda. We want to make sure that we're building more housing. We want to make sure that we are codifying reproductive rights. We want to make sure we're dealing with the mental health crisis and the climate emergency. We want to make sure that we're making life more affordable for people. And we want to pass, a federal law that makes sure that regardless of your zip code, you are able to vote and you do not have your vote suppressed. So we have an agenda. Hakeem Jeffries is going to be a tremendous Speaker of the House. And we understand that whether you are a progressive Democrat like myself or you are more conservative, blue dog Democrat, that we have to come together with unity and continue to reach out to those few governing-minded Republicans who, I might add, do not want Trump to win again. They'll tell you this when the cameras aren't rolling. They know he's bad for their party. We need to get back to a time when people understand that we don't serve our constituents by working against each other through dehumanizing and demonizing each other.
We have just a minute left in today's segment, but for your priorities and your portfolio, what do you look at as being the biggest unfinished business from this term that you would focus on if reelected in November?
So I am very much focused on our housing crisis in Vermont. I'm very interested in continuing to tackle the mental health and loneliness crisis. On the federal level, making sure we are fully funding FEMA. We've had catastrophic flooding in Vermont last two summers. We do need to, as I said, codify reproductive rights, making sure we're making it possible for every eligible American to vote. And it's so clear to me, based on my budget committee hearing yesterday, we had someone from the Congressional Budget Office coming to us talking about how much money we could save if we were building for resiliency and not just dealing with these emergencies, these climate emergencies as they come up. So that is work that I'm going to continue to do. It's going to continue to be an issue in Vermont because we are a rural state that is full of deep river valleys, and we're going to continue to flood. And so we need long-term solutions. The other piece that we haven't touched on, Ian, that I know is so important to so many Americans, is gun violence. And that is been stalled. And, we have a situation right now, and I have two teenagers that I, sent back to school this fall. We are failing our children and our teachers It is a complete and utter moral failure, policy failure, that we are not dealing with the issue of gun violence in our schools and in public events. And we can do stuff about it. We have had policy in the past that reduced the levels of violence. We can get back to that. That's what the American people want. It's not even close. People do not feel that weapons of war should be in the hands of average Americans.
Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant is an at-large Democrat in office since 2023. Congresswoman Ballant, we're very grateful for your time. Thank you for coming back to the Congressional Corner.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Ian.